eyes would be open. The things that yes. you're lacking, Lord, for balance in her life. I'm praying, yes. God, that you would remove the darkness. Let her see a mom's compassion. Yes. Let her see the please, danger God. That's around her. Let her know that yes. she don't have friends, glory be to God, that's the best of her benefits. Let her know yes. today that her mother is a great friend, a yes. compassion, a companion in the time of her needs right now. And that she will learn yes, how to be the mother to her children that she yes, needs to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise God for you calling. The time is so short. I got to get off the air, but I'm still going. I believe I'm going to be able to take some calls after the broadcast. But I really want to pray with you a little bit more. But I got to get off the air because there's another program coming on. But I'm going to take these callers off the air. God bless you, Mother. We continue to pray for you and your daughter. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
God bless you for calling. Amen. I got to get off the air. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. Until next Wednesday, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341. Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Glory to God. Turn to 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God any time. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know ye that you dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed. This is the scripture I want to get to. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that lives in love lives in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he have seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who love God love his brother also. So walking in love is not an option. But when you walk in love, God is walking in you, and you are walking in him. Hallelujah. We didn't love him first. He loved us first. We love him because he first loved us. And how did he demonstrate his love? He demonstrated his love by sending Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And then he demonstrated his great power by raising Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. And so you can receive that love or you can reject it, but I made up my mind, I'm receiving the love. And then when you believe the gospel, God placed this love inside of you. You say, Pastor, how can I love others like God loved me? Because God put his love inside of you. When you believed in Jesus, that love was poured into your heart by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God has been poured into your heart by the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. God placed his love in your heart when you made Jesus the Lord of your life. But many of us don't know how to yield to it or how to walk in the love of God. So therefore, we have to grow and increase in our understanding of the love of God. And as we learn more and more about God, our love walk will grow and increase, and we will experience more and more of the blessing of the Lord. You see, when I got saved, I knew the love of God came in me. Mom and Dad didn't raise us to be prejudiced. I didn't grow up in a prejudiced household. We were taught that everybody equal. God made us all, not one better than the other. But I'm going to tell you, when I got saved, I noticed that something different came inside of me, that I really had a love for everybody. All of a sudden, I just wanted to love people. Now, I didn't understand it, and sometimes you don't know how to trust that love, but the love that God gives you, you have to grow in understanding. You have to learn about God, and you have to learn who he is and what he likes and what he dislikes. And then as you obey him, your love for him will increase, and your love for your fellow man will increase as well. Amen. So you can grow and increase in the love of God. Amen. Amen. Everybody should be growing in love. In fact, Paul commended the Thessalonians. He said, I'm commending you and I'm bragging on you because your love for each other is abounding. That means there's an overflow love in this church. And your faith groweth exceedingly. So they were increasing in love and growing in faith at the same time, in spite of their difficulty, in spite of their persecution, in spite of their hard times, in spite of all the trouble that they were facing. They were having a tough time. But Paul said, in spite of that, your love and faith keep on growing. So I learned from that. When I saw that day, the Lord showed it to me. See, he'll keep giving you revelation on love. He'll keep giving you revelation on faith. And I remember when I read that, the Lord said, it's possible for you to go through hell and high water and come out stronger. It's possible for you to go through the fire. And I'm going to tell you, have the flood all around you and come out stronger than when you went in. If you'll learn how to trust God and learn how to believe in love. Notice what this scripture says. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. So we have experienced that love and we believe in that love. We have faith in the love of God that it is the right way to go. There's no better way than the love of God. Amen. All right. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going deeper. 1 Corinthians 13, the characteristics and the mindset of love. Let me read this to you. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. I'm going to start at verse 1. I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us. I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Ooh, we getting deep down, ain't we? Or we going past blood pressure check. Or we drawing blood now. And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand the secret truths and mysteries, and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned or in order that I may glory, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Now, listen to what love is. Now, this is your checkup right here. And then I'm going to give you a more thorough one than this one right here. Love endures long. and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boil over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. How'd you do on verse 4? Are you enduring long? Are you patient and kind? Are you envious? Are you jealous of others? Are you full of pride? Do you lack humility? If you're full of pride, it won't be long before you're in rebellion. Pride leads to rebellion and destruction. Pride goes before destruction. Pride gonna lead you the wrong way. If you have pride, it won't be long before you rebel against authority. See, the love of God has another ingredient in it that we overlook. It is called humility. Prideful people can't walk in love. Because love will demand things of you that require humility. I mean, you know, when somebody rub you the wrong way, your chest stick out. Your temperature boil. Your blood pressure go up. And you say, now, wait a minute. You don't know who you're talking to. Wait a minute. Don't nobody talk to me like that. Hold on a minute. My mama didn't talk to me like this. My daddy didn't even talk to me like, and you think I'm gonna let you talk to me this way? Oh no. Child, let me tell you, and start pulling your shoe off. See, what that pride rise up in you, won't it? Hey, you disrespected me. Nobody dissed me. See, pride leads to violence. You start fighting over pride. Fighting over your rep. I got a reputation to uphold. Let you dog me out in front of all these people? Oh, no, you doing it in front of all these people? Oh, no. Let me pull off righteousness right now. Let me pull off righteousness. Pull off faith. Pull off love. Hold on. Hold love for me. Hold love for me. Just hold on here. Now, what you got to say? What you? Say it. I dare you. Say it again. Then the Holy Ghost said, hold up, stop, don't do it. No, be quiet, humble yourself. Get back, Holy Ghost, I got this one. Love ain't the way on this one here. You got to fight fire with fire sometimes. So the Holy Ghost is trying to get you to humble yourself and say, just be quiet. Don't say nothing. Walk away if you had to. Run if you have to. Get out of trouble. Escape. Stay in the love of God. Oh, no, I ain't weak. Oh, no. I ain't weak. Just hold on a minute. See, people don't, when you don't trust in love, when you trust more in the flesh, see, now it's time fire with fire. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Do it to me, I'm gonna do it back to you double. You gotta keep your love walk. Because there's a humility in it. All right, number 5. It is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. It is not rude or unmannerly. See, it's not rude. Does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Now the doctor go on to work. Now you're saying, Lord, This is too much for me. Takes no